Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? Everyone's talking about investing. I just use my bank's savings account.
Let's get into it. Leo, can I ask you something a bit weird?
Uh-oh. When you start like that, I'm never ready.
It's about money, but not about how much I have. It's about how I feel about it.
Okay. That sounds even more dangerous. Go ahead.
Do you ever feel like everyone around you knows something about money that you don't?
Every single day.
Really?
I mean it, every single day. My colleague Mark talks about ETFs and index funds at lunch. My friend Sarah sends me articles about passive income and real estate trusts. My brother-in-law asked me last month what my exit strategy is. I didn't even know I needed one.
Right? That's exactly it. It's like everyone got a memo about money except us. Last Saturday, I went to a small dinner party at my friend Emma's place. She has this cozy little apartment with warm yellow lights and a big wooden table. There were six of us. Emma made pasta with mushrooms and garlic bread. We had some wine, good music in the background. I was sitting by the window, feeling pretty relaxed. And then, right in the middle of a conversation about someone's new kitten, someone said, "So, what's everyone investing in these days?"
Oh no.
And the conversation just took off. Two people were talking about tech stocks. One person was talking about crypto. I don't even know how to say that word properly. One person mentioned a high yield savings account. And I thought, wait, I have a savings account. Is mine high yield? I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
So what did you do?
I just drank my soup. I kept my head down and focused on my bowl. Emma had made a pumpkin soup as a starter. It was creamy, with a tiny bit of cream on top and some pumpkin seeds. It was actually really good. But I was eating it so carefully, so slowly, I counted how many spoonfuls I had left so I wouldn't have to look up and say something. 7 spoonfuls, then 6, then 5. By the time I finished, the topic had moved on to someone's travel plans. I was safe.
That's so relatable, it actually hurts.
And later that night, I got home. I opened my banking app on my phone. I looked at my savings account. The number was the same as last month and the month before that, and probably the month before that too. And I thought, everyone else is doing something with their money. Am I doing it wrong?
You're not alone. I do the same thing. I check my account, see the number, close the app. I don't invest in anything either. My money just sits there like a cat on a sunny windowsill, not moving. Just existing.
A cat on a sunny windowsill. That's exactly what my money is doing.
But here's the thing. We both have jobs. We pay our bills. We put a little bit away every month. We're not in debt. Is that not enough?
That's the question, isn't it? Everyone's talking about growing their money, making it work for them, building wealth, and I'm just keeping it in a place where I know it's safe. Not growing, just safe.
Safe is not a bad word, you know?
I know, but it feels like it is, doesn't it? When everyone else is talking about returns and portfolios, saying, "I just have a bank account," feels like saying, "I still use a flip phone in 2026.
A flip phone that works perfectly fine.
That's the thing. It does work fine. It does the job. It keeps my money safe, and I can access it anytime I need. It's not exciting, but it's reliable.
Let's talk about that, because I think there's something here that we don't say out loud. You know who I thought of while you were talking?
Who?
A guy I used to work with. His name was Tom. Not the young Tom I told you about before. A different Tom. He was in his late 40s. He sat 2 desks away from me. Quiet guy. Drank the same black tea every afternoon at exactly 3 p.m. Never seemed stressed. Never complained about money.
The calm guy. Every office has one.
Exactly. And one day, a group of us were in the break room. Someone asked, "Hey Tom, what do you invest in?" And Tom said, "I don't invest. I just save."
He said it just like that? I just save?
Just like that. No apology. No explanation. He said it the way someone says, I don't like coffee. Simple, clear. No need to justify.
And what did everyone say?
Someone laughed. Not in a mean way. More like surprise. Someone said, but you're missing out on growth. And Tom just smiled and said, maybe, but I'm not missing out on sleep.
He said that? I'm not missing out on sleep?
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't think much of it at the time, but later I found out something about Tom.
What?
For 15 years, every single month, on payday, he transferred $200 from his checking account into a separate savings account. That's it. Just $200, not $500, not $1,000, $200. And he never touched that money, never checked the balance. He just sent it and forgot about it.
15 years of that? That's actually a lot of money.
200 times 12 is $2,400 a year. Times 15, that's $36,000 just from putting away $200 a month.
Wow, I didn't do the math until now. That's a trip to somewhere nice, or a year of rent, or a really good emergency cushion.
But here's the part I love. When someone finally asked Tom about it, why didn't you invest? You could have made so much more. He said, I know, but I also could have lost sleep. I chose sleep over stress.
Chose sleep over stress. I like that.
And that's when I realized something. Yesterday we were talking about saying no to one thing a week. And I think Tom was doing the same thing, just with money. He said no to the pressure. No to the fear of missing out. No to the complicated stuff he didn't understand. Not because he was lazy, because he knew what he wanted more, peace of mind.
Peace of mind. That's a good way to put it. So you're saying Tom chose peace over potential profit.
Exactly. And honestly, after that conversation, I started doing the same thing, not the full $200. I started with $50. Every payday, automatic transfer. I don't even see it. I named the account Don't Ask, Don't Touch.
Don't Ask, Don't Touch. That's even better than slow and steady. That's a really good connection. So saying no to complicated investing is also saying yes to simplicity and sleep.
Exactly. And that got me thinking, maybe the problem isn't that we don't know how to invest. Maybe the problem is that we think we have to. Everyone around us is talking about it, so we feel like we're falling behind. But what if we're not falling behind? What if we're just on a different path?
A slower path. A quieter path.
A path with more sleep and less stress. Let's go back to that feeling, the dinner party, the soup, the feeling of not knowing enough. Because I think we need to look at that feeling and ask, is it real or is it just noise?
Speaking of noise, you know what helped me feel better about all this?
What?
I started learning the actual words for things, not the complicated investment words. Just the simple ones, the ones that helped me understand what I'm already doing.
Like what?
Well, there's the most basic one, save.
Save, S-A-V-E, verb. It means to keep money for later instead of using it now.
I save $200 every month, just like Tom.
And its opposite is spend.
Spend, S-P-E-N-D, verb. To use money to buy things.
I spent too much on takeout this week. That one hits close to home.
It really does. Okay, next one. Account.
Account. A-C-C-O-U-N-T. Noun. A place in a bank where your money stays.
I have a savings account and a checking account.
Most people have two. One for everyday spending, one for saving.
I only recently learned the difference. For years, I just had the place where my money is.
That's surprisingly common. Next, bank.
Bank. B-A-N-K. Noun, a place that keeps your money safe.
I go to the bank once a month to deposit a check. Though honestly, most of us just use the app now.
True. But the word makes me feel safer. My money is in a bank. It's not under my mattress.
That's a good thing. Next one. Interest.
Interest. I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T. Noun. This one I had to look up. It means extra money the bank gives you for keeping your money there. Like a thank you.
A thank you from the bank. That's a nice way to put it. My savings account gives me 1% interest every year.
1% is not much, but it's better than zero.
Way better than zero. Okay, next, budget.
Budget. B-U-D-G-E-T, noun. A plan for how to use your money.
I made a monthly budget to track my spending. Some people love budgets, some people don't.
I tried making one once. I wrote down everything, rent, food, transport, coffee. I stuck to it for 3 days.
3 days is not bad. That's 3 more days than I've ever done. Next, bill.
Bill. B-I-L-L, noun. A piece of paper that tells you how much you must pay.
I pay my electricity bill on the 15th of every month. Bills are the part of adult life nobody warns you about.
Right? When I was a kid, I thought bills were just one thing. Now I have 6 different bills every month.
Electricity, water, internet, phone, rent, insurance. It adds up fast. Next, afford.
Afford. A-F-F-O-R-D. Verb. To have enough money to buy or pay for something.
I can't afford a new phone right now, or I can afford this dinner. It's about knowing your limit.
I like that, knowing your limit. That's a skill in itself. Next, lend. Lend. L-E-N-D. Verb. To give money to someone who will give it back later.
Can you lend me $20 until tomorrow? Different from give. Lend means it comes back.
Hopefully. That's the hopeful part. And the last one, invest.
Invest. I-N-V-E-S-T. Verb. This is the big one. It means to put money into something hoping to get more money back, like buying a small piece of a company or putting money into a fund.
And this is the one everyone at that dinner party was talking about.
It is. But here's the thing. You can't invest if you haven't saved first. Save comes before invest, every time.
That's actually really comforting. So I've already done the first step.
You have. You saved. You have money in your account. That's not nothing. That's the foundation. Real talk. After all this, what's the one thing you actually do?
One thing, just one. I have a friend named Sarah. She told me what she does. Every month on payday, she has an automatic transfer set up. 200 yuan from her main account to another account. She named that account Don't Touch.
Don't Touch. I love that name.
And that's it. She doesn't check it. She doesn't invest it. She doesn't think about it. She just lets it sit there month after month.
How long has she been doing that?
3 years. 3 years of 200 yuan a month. That's 7,200 yuan. Not a fortune, but enough for something real. A trip, a course, a cushion for a rainy day.
The slow way, the boring way. The way that doesn't make you anxious.
Exactly. Sarah told me something once. She said, I don't need my money to grow fast. I just need it to grow a little every month without me thinking about it.
That's the whole thing right there. Not more knowledge. Not a better strategy. Just a small habit that keeps showing up.
So here's what I did after that dinner party. I opened my banking app. I set up an automatic transfer, 200 yuan every payday, to an account I named Slow and Steady.
Slow and Steady. That's a good name too.
And you know what? I felt better immediately. Not because the number changed. It didn't. It's just 200 yuan. But because I did something, one small, boring, unimpressive thing. And that's enough.
You don't need a perfect plan.
You just need a habit that keeps showing up. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.